Yeah, I've been here for almost 15 years. I came here like 2003.
And how is it here?
No, here it's not that bad. You can do whatever you want and survive. It's way different than in Zim.
And people are always asking me, have you ever seen beer there? I'll say, yes, we always talk, but they ask the other question, what is beer doing, you know, literally? Tell us a bit.
Oh, right now I'm still into development, so I work with schools and junior teams, academies, and something like that. Right now I'm a director of coaching for, there's a club called MC United, so I'm the director of coaching on the boys' side.
What exactly do you coach? Soccer, we know. Midfielders or defenders, what exactly?
Most of the time I work on developing young kids, like from the age of 8 going up until like the age of 18. So most of the time it's just developing them, knowing how to play, especially the younger ones, knowing how to play the ball, how to move with the ball, and how to pass with the ball, so that when they get older, they know all those things.
And how difficult or easy is it to impart them with those skills, you know?
Yeah, here it's very difficult because most of them, when you start, especially when they're young, they've never played soccer, so you have to teach them everything. But it's good because like I'm doing what I like, so especially developing these young kids. If we can do like that in Zimbabwe, you know, like in Zimbabwe, nobody develops all those youngsters. They just have talent.
And so tell us a bit about how many of these kids you have actually produced so far.
Most of them, they go to colleges. So we try to get those kids to colleges and get them scholarships. So when whatever they do after that, it's up to them. Even if they want to continue with soccer or they want to continue with their education, because you know education is more important than everything in life. Soccer you can play for so many years, but education is for life.
So do you do any kind of coaching back home, let's say, maybe a club or something like that?
Yeah, back home we just me and some of my friends, we just started an academy in Luverne, so that's what we're trying to do, developing those kids and try to make their life better, maybe get some of those kids scholarships coming here to the US. Because sometimes I get scholarships, but the problem in Zimbabwe, those kids, most of them, their education, they don't take it serious. So because if I'm getting a kid from Zimbabwe, they have to be academic-wise good. Because you know here it's different than in Zim. In here, even if you're at school, you're not going to be allowed to play if your academics are low. So at least you have to keep up.
So, do you have any message to Zimbabweans about sport, you know, especially soccer?
Yeah, the only thing those kids they should know is sometimes playing soccer is not about going pro. It's about getting those scholarships, and even if you don't make it pro, you still have that education, you still get a good job, and you know how it is.
And how to get pro, you know?
Yeah, most of the time, you know, pro is just lucky. You can look in Zimbabwe, how many good players we had in the past, they didn't even make it to Europe. Soccer is just being lucky, being there at the right time, seen by the right people, and having a good connection. That's the only way. We have a lot of good players in Zimbabwe, but if you're not that lucky, you're not going to make it in Europe.
And finally, what can you say about the standard of soccer in Zimbabwe these days?
In the past 10 years or so, I haven't watched, maybe I've only watched one or two games, but I haven't watched a lot. Because when I go to them, most of the time, I don't have time to go to the game. That's why we're trying to develop those kids. Because, you know, most countries like Europe, look at Germany. Germany, all the national team they have right now, they started young. All of them played for the under 17, under 20s. They grew up together. If in Zimbabwe we can do that, I think maybe one day we can qualify for the World Cup.
What will it take to do that kind of thing, Captain Beer?
Just developing kids, starting from under 15, everybody working together. That's, I think that's the only way we can do it. Like what Alois Punjira is doing in Zimbabwe, I think that's a good thing. Like his academy is doing a good thing, trying to develop those kids, giving those kids a better life.
Do you have any message to Islanders fans and the Warriors?
I think sometimes, especially Highlanders, they don't. I think sometimes they should give those coaches a chance. The problem with Highlanders right now is they just want to win and win and win instead of develop. That's the same thing. Developing those, especially if you look at our team, most of the players we played in our team, we played for the juniors together. We started from under 16, under 17, under 18 together. We graduated to the national, to the senior team together. Sometimes it just takes patience. They have to be patient and start building from scratch.
Anything for the Warriors? What can you tell them?
There's a lot to do with the Warriors. That's the same thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, Pasu, I think, is doing okay. He just needs support from everybody.